idée.
Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.
Hi everybody, you're on Delta FM 90.2, the radio of the LP2I. Today we have chosen to talk about the music in New York. And I'm not alone because I'm accompanied by Irene and Xiru. Hello Irene, hello Xiru.
Hi.
So, jingle. So, to start with, we ask a question: isn't it true that most styles of music were born in New York? And today we will answer this question. So, Irene, what kind of music was born in New York and what kind of music we have decided to focus?
Hi, so we will concentrate on three types of music today because there is a lot of kinds of music. It will be too long to describe them. We have decided to focus on the jazz music, of course, the emblem of Harlem, the rap hip-hop music, and the rock music.
Yeah, but rap and rock was born in New York. But where exactly? In the Bronx, Manhattan, or other?
Rap music began in the Bronx.
The Bronx, you said? This is where black poor people live in?
Yeah, that's it. The rap was born in 1917. It's a DJ who have the idea to integrate percussion in funk music.
So funk music existed before the rap music, really?
Yes, funk music was born before rap music. But when the DJ had percussion in funk, people liked this. And now everybody listens rap music in the Bronx.
Thanks, Irene. We go back to you, but before, we take a little music break with a kind of music which was born in New York too. In the Bronx, the beatbox with Felix Zanger, a famous beatboxer. Enjoy.
M.I.D.
Les secondes du LP2I en parlent.
www.felixzanger.com.
M.I.D. Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.
Oh my god, he definitely does it with their mouth.
Yeah, beatboxer allowed to their mouth to make sound, and this is so fabulous. Go back to our subject. So carry on, Irene.
Yes, of course. So I'm going to talk about a mondial phenomenon, the rock music.
Oh, yes, but there is a lot of kind of rock music which exists nowadays.
There is a lot, effectively, but the most famous are the rock and roll music, pop rock music, hard rock music, punk, ska, heavy metal.
But the rock and roll music have a big part in New York and for all the United States. Could you bring more information on this type of music?
No problem. So, rock and roll music was born in 1914 year. Lots of people listen it because it's easy to dance and to sing. We think, of course, about Elvis Presley, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones.
We always associate rock music with drugs. Isn't it real?
Yes, people tend to think that rock music has influence for the young people and influence for them for taking drugs.
Thank you, Ryan, for those informations.
You're welcome, Alex.
M.I.D. Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.
Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.
For the new audience, you are listening to LP2I Radio Delta FM 90.2. Iran talking about the style of music in New York.
Stay to listen the program. In a few minutes, we will talk about a festival in New York.
So, third and last kind of music, the jazz, blues and swing music, guys. Great. Where was born the jazz music, Iran?
Great. So the jazz was born in New Orleans in the beginning of the 20th century.
And what the particularities of this type of music?
We can say that the jazz is a mixture of blues music and European music. This kind of music has long been sung by black people in bars. It's repeated in New York not many times after.
And we can also put names in it, like Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Sidney Bechet, and the swing music. Could you talk about this?
Yeah, and if people think that the swing is another style of music, it's not true. Swing is an element of jazz music.
Nice, but there are a lot of differences between this and that.
Overall, there are the same instruments, but swing is more dancing. It appeared in 1920 in the neighborhood of Harlem.
Well, can you give me names of important places of jazz music?
Jazzmen was playing jazz in bars or cabarets, like the Cotton Club or the Selvon Ballroom, but big bands could play music in concert places.
Thank you a lot for all the precisions. To finish this rubric, we are going to give voice to Xinru, who is going to read a poem entitled Harlem.
Harlem. Harlem hearts are on sunny green, crappy, nothing but grow me. In the city, we didn't want to see those black people used to be separate by a wall. Proud people, proud people, they can learn and write how to read and write, but the just begin and the Ellington playing. The black music was the nice Eric.
Thank you, Xinru. Really nice voice have you got. I will add that the poem is read by Irene Xinru and me. Here we end the rubric, The Music in New York, with a jingle. But stay here, dear audience.
M.I.D. Les secondes du LP2I en parlent.
Hi guys, you are listening to a radio emission on Delta FM 90.2 on The Music in New York. Today, last subject, the festival in New York. Where, what, when, you will know everything about it.
First thing to know about the festivals in New York. You should broke your phone. Why? Because it's easy to lose yourself in big festival. So do attention.
Actually, it's necessity. Great. So can you tell us a next festival which will happen in New York?
CBGB is a big festival which will happen in the borough of Manhattan, precisely in Bowery.
I don't think that the audience know where is it.
Oh yes, I found this and I decided to explain you where it happened. So, this festival is near the street of Broadway. When you are in the street called Broadway, you turn at your right at E. Houston and you take the second road. Easy.
Oh yes, I find it on the map. but I precise that CBGB is a rock festival and it happened from 15 to 19 May in 2013. New Yorkers love it. You know a second festival, Irene?
No, I don't know another. Sorry, Alex.
Blue Note Jazz